Scott Engel at a Fantasy Sports Network here with A.J. Ramos of the Mets. A.J., using your slider more this year, do you feel like it's been really effective for you, and why do you feel like you've been going to it a little bit more?
I've been able to vary it. I've been able to throw it harder or slower and kind of change arm angles with it. So that's why I've been – it's not the same slider every time. I can throw it – for a backdoor one, I throw it different than I throw the strikeout one. So I'm just changing angles and been able to do that. Been locked in a little bit more with that pitch. But also my fastball starting to come along now. I'm starting to feel more confident in it or be able to spot it up. So definitely going to change it up a little bit and see how it goes. So
there's a legend about you that you have an elongated finger on one of your hands that really helps you with your split finger fastball.
Yeah. My index or my middle fingers is almost an inch or probably an inch longer than my pointer finger. So it helps with my fastball because it cuts. And that's the reason why it cuts. And sometimes it's it hurts me because it cuts too much out of the zone. So it's definitely something that whenever I use it right, it's effective. So
you were the closer with the Marlins, and now you should be here the closer with the Mets next year. We don't know yet, you know, with Familia around. But do you feel like, the, you know, being a closer for so long, did like there's a specific mentality that you have to be a closer that's, like, different from being any, say, like a setup guy or a long relief man?
I think anytime you're in the back end of the bullpen like that, you have to have a certain mentality, because if not, you won't be as successful. You have to be able to forget really quickly whether you do good or bad, because – yesterday's game doesn't help you today. So you got to have that mentality when you're in the bullpen. For a closer, you might have to have that a little more, because the team gets you to that, gets the game to you at that point with the lead. And if you pitch bad, you lose. So you got to have even that mentality even more. So it definitely helps out for pressure situations. But I feel like I thrive under those situations, and that's probably one of the reasons why I've been able to be a closer, because I don't shy away from those moments.
So you left the only pro team you ever knew and one of your best buddies, Giancarlo Stanton. What was it like for you to leave there? Was it emotional? And also, you know, you and Giancarlo talked about it already, like what's going to happen when you face him.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was definitely, I mean, it's the only organization that I knew, like you said. I've had a lot of great friends in the organization. So leaving them, obviously, is something that's bittersweet. You're sad because you're leaving like a moment, like a chapter of your life there. But also happy because you're coming to an organization like this with a great talent and also a great group of guys as well. I told Giancarlo that you know, it's gonna be fun facing him, that I was gonna go ahead and throw one in his ribs, you know. See, he started laughing. He said, "All right," and he goes, "It's okay. I'm gonna hit a home run off you and take off my gloves and watch the ball go out." So, but we just joke around with each other. It'd be interesting to see what happens when I face him. Definitely, if I get him out, I'm gonna talk a little bit of mess to him. So,
I know you've probably heard this before, and I asked you this once before. People would draft you on their fantasy baseball team for years because they relied on you so much to get saves. Do you take that as a compliment? How do you react when you said, "Hey," somebody says, "AJ, I have you on my fantasy baseball team"?
Well, I mean, I hope I don't disappoint. That's the next answer I give them. Like, you know, I'm trying my best out there, you know. But it's definitely a compliment that guys trust me also off the field to close out their ball game. So, but it's definitely a compliment, and I enjoy hearing it. And But I always hear more of the negative side when I don't get a save. You hear that a lot more than whenever you do get a save. So, but it comes with the territory. You take it, and you know, it's all in good fun.
AJ, thanks a lot.
Thank you.